Marine Highway officials attended a special Petersburg City Council meeting by telephone this month to discuss their plans for a new Alaska-class ferry and hear local input on the next generation of state vessels. Robert Exe, Alaska-class ferry project manager, said the state hoped to replace its aging ships in the fleet.
These ferries will be environmentally responsible, fuel-efficient, and versatile. They will enhance AMHS operations on current and future routes, but in inside waters, and enable AMHS to continue its tradition of providing safe, reliable service.
The ships would be built to replace some of the oldest ferries in the fleet. Four of the existing 11 ships, the Tustamina, Malaspina, Matanuska, and Taku, were all built between 1963 and 64. Marine Highway officials said they were considering ferries around 300 feet or longer, accommodating around 500 passengers and up to 60 vehicles. They would be designed for shorter routes of 4 to 8 hours with no overnight accommodations. XC said the state would have some tough decisions to make on how to use the new ships.
After this design is complete and the costs are fully understood, we'll then be able to address the interesting questions like how many are built, and where will they be built, where will they serve, and how often.
He said the routes would be decided during an update for the state's transportation plan for the region, and the state would look at funding construction of the ships through its Transportation Improvement Program, a statewide allocation of highway, plane, and ferry funding. System officials heard a wide range of input from Petersburg residents and former employees. Sally Dwyer, a former 7-year Shoreside Marine Highway employee, wanted the three vessels to be standardized.
I know the problems we had when we changed out the engines, the mech engines on the Matanuska, and trying to find parts in time for the ship layups in the fall and that sort of thing. I'm hoping that these three new vessels will be standardized and have the same equipment between them. I think it's really important. It saves time, money. It saves on training of the crew if they have to go between vessels.
Dwyer also asked that ferry managers retain the names of the existing ships and add a 2 to their names for the new vessels. She also criticized the interior design and color scheme in the most recent large vessel, the Kennecott. Fisherman Eric Lee was concerned about getting fresh fish out of town on the new ships.
We need a ferry that can handle vans right from Petersburg, much more than anything from the South Mitkoff Terminal. I looked into this a few years ago, and at that time, Alaska Marine Lines was not ready to handle any vans on a shuttle route at all. They wanted to handle vans only on a mainline route. So I really hope that you look into that, and we can keep a regular system getting the vans out of here in the summertime.
Ferry system officials said they were taking freight shipping into consideration and have met with shipping companies to find out about their needs for moving cargo. Jim Beadle is the state's deputy commissioner of marine operations.
You got to make it so that it can cover the needs of Southeast Alaska, so that if you did put it on this route, it could do exactly what Mr. Lee has said. And that's what we're looking at, you know, by us going and talking to the shippers and their feedback on the plug-ins that we're going to need, the type of power that needs to be those plug-ins, the turning radius. The boat has to be adaptable. It has to be flexible. And these people hit it right on, and I thank them for their input.
Other public input ranged from the nuts and bolts of the new ferries to who would be involved in their design and construction. Stan Hjort, a retired engineer, worked 25 years for the Marine Highway and had a long list of questions and requests.
I would like to see American-built engines. We have several good ones in America yet because the state has got in trouble with foreign engines before. No design by committee. Use real marine architects, not a committee of DOT people that build roads and bridges. And no military personnel to design these boats. It always, state seems to think it looks good to say we got a captain out of the Coast Guard or Navy, but military people don't have a clue what it takes to design and run a boat on a commercial run.
Hjort recommended only proven designs and not any new prototype vessels. He also questioned why a new design was needed at all. and wondered about the new ferry's ability to dock at all southeast terminals, including Angoon. The Marine Highways XC responded to Hewitt's comments and said the vessel would not be able to dock at the existing facilities in Angoon.
You're correct that we cannot build to every community. We are going to build for Seastate 4, Lynn Canal in the wintertime. We're going to make sure that that's 99% reliable. And because of the size of the ship, she will not be able to go everywhere, nor will she be able to go cross Gulf with passengers. So there are some restrictions to what we're doing, but we're also including the communities that are in the state that do have a stake in the overall system, and we're not going to try to exclude any one of those.
Several people questioned the final plans for the ships, what routes they would cover, and whether the switch to shuttle ferries would mean the end of the longer mainline runs between Bellingham, Prince Rupert, and Southeast Alaska. Ferry System General Manager John Falvey said the mainline runs would not end.
Right now, hypothetically, three of these shuttles would in essence replace two mainliners. That's what we're kind of looking at right now at this point. As I say, the mainliners will never completely go away. We have longer routes that are going to require mainliners. But this is kind of a starting off point from where we left off with two fast ferries. So that's what we're looking at.
The most recent ferries, including the state's two fast catamarans, were a concern for some. Dave Kensinger, a former chair of the Marine Transportation Advisory Board and former chair of the Local Transportation Advisory Committee, wanted an independent review of the cost of operating the new vessels before they were built.
After going through the Kennecott and two high-speed ferries and just observing the millions of dollars that were wasted of taxpayer money, it seems to me that a little bit of money spent by having an independent peer review of the cost of operating these vessels and the design would be money well spent. It would just be a double check on you guys, and I'd like to hear you guys commit to something like that, because I'm definitely going to, I think there's a lot of us out here that like to see that happen.
Kensinger also wanted the update of the Southeast Alaska Transportation Plan completed before the vessels were built, so the new ships could be incorporated into that plan.
Until we can see that, and we can see how it's going to fit into the entire system, and see what your plan is for providing service for us here in Petersburg and Wrangell, it's kind of hard for us, or at least it's hard for me, I should say, to get my hands around the project.
The state will continue taking public input on the Alaska Class Ferry project through the end of this month. There's more information, including a spot to submit comments, on the Marine Highway System's webpage. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.